Live from the College of Communication, Arts and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? That's right. It's about that time. Happy Monday. What a weekend. What a day. What an NCAA tournament. What a season. Michigan State men's basketball, you know by now, is headed to the Final Four in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Can you believe it, folks? The improbable happened yesterday. Now, many of you did believe that Michigan State was going to pull that game out. I was not one of those individuals. You guys know this. I had Duke going all the way. And that, of course, as you witnessed, did not happen. The Spartans put together one incredible game plan. Shout out to Tom Izzo and his assistant coaching staff for doing just one remarkable job of diagramming what really was the perfect game plan to stymie Coach K and that very talented Duke Blue Devils team. Michigan State winning by 1 point. And now another week in which Michigan State has survived and advanced. Another week in which they get to prepare and look forward to a weekend of making its dreams come true. And many people believe now, you're really starting to buy in now that, yeah, this could become a reality, right? This year is the year. Tom Izzo is finally going to get that oh-so-sought-after second national championship. Today, that will be the show. All right, if you had in mind calling up and talking some baseball or, you know, some NBA or Red Wings, you can do that. But we'll make those comments brief and we'll keep it pushing because this will be a show that will be focused on Michigan State men's basketball booking its ticket to the Final Four. Quite amazing, folks. We are going to recap what happened out in Washington, D.C. on Sunday. You're going to get my thoughts on where that game really ranks in Michigan State hoop history. Because I think, again, and we'll go back and forth with this. I'm sure the opinions vary on this topic, but you know, this game, for me, was unlike any other game in Spartan lore, and I'll explain why, all right? You'll also get the opportunity to hear from Tom Izzo and the players after they cut down the nets and walked into the press conference. You'll get to hear a bit of the presser from yesterday's Michigan State win, and we're going to just touch on Michigan State and Texas Tech. But, and I also, you know, I'm running off fumes right now, even though you can't tell. I got to bring it, right? The show must go on. Running off complete fumes right now. I didn't go to sleep until about 5 because I went out after Michigan State won. I went out to the Breslin Center for the midnight celebration in which so many students, so many Spartan fans welcomed Tom Izzo and his team with open arms. Michigan State, you know, they touched down around 11:47 to be exact.
And then, you know, it took them a while to you know, get off the plane. And then, of course, they hopped on a bus and bussed over to the Breslin Center. They got to the Breslin around 12:30-ish, around there. And the reception that the Spartans got, it was something special. So I was at that celebration, as well as the engineer of the Monday, Wednesday, and occasionally Friday edition of Current Sports, Connor Mathis. We'll have our takeaways from that celebration. It was special. It was really something special to see. But, you know, I liked one particular quote that came from Izzo's presser after the dust had settled on the Spartans and the Blue Devils matchup yesterday. Tom Izzo told a story of how he's on the court and he sees the mother of Cassius Winston. And Izzo said something like, how about this, you know, Final Four? And she said, hold on, pump the brakes, because we ain't done yet. There's still work to do. She stopped Izzo. Izzo's embracing the moment, you know, Final Four. And the mother of Cassius Winston says, hold on, baby. I don't know why I said it. That's just how I imitate my mom when she talks. And she talks nothing like that, by the way. But that's just my – I always have to put on baby after I imitate somebody's mom. But I'm just assuming this is how it went. Again, totally making this up. And this is how it went in my mind. You know, time is – Final Four. Hold on, baby. We still got work to do. Two more games left. And Izzo said, you know, he fell in love, you know, with Cassius's mother right then and there. You know, he loves her because that's the kind of mentality that he wants for his team. The job is not done. The goals are bigger than Final Four. This is Tom Izzo's eighth. He wants to win another national championship. And the Spartans, in my opinion, are in prime position to do that. So I want to hear your thoughts on yesterday's game. I want to know where you think this game ranks in Spartan lore. I want to know how you celebrate it. You know, I put out a lot of posts on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News, where, of course, you can watch the live stream right now. But I posted one particular video of Magic Johnson's reaction right when the buzzer sounded, and the camera on CBS, pan to Irvin Magic Johnson, Spartan legend, basketball legend, period, right? And he turned to Izzo's wife, Loopy Izzo, and just gave her the biggest hug and picked her up, and there was just genuine joy. And after I posted that video on our Facebook page, I said, hey, share your celebration on our Facebook page. And a few of you guys did and uploaded some videos, and I want to get to a few of them because you guys showed up and showed out on that post. I love it. Awesome stuff. It just absolutely awesome stuff. So I want to know how you celebrate it. You can call in and share that story. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. You can also weigh in, and if you have the video, if someone happened to be recording you or recording that moment when Cassius Winston ran out the clock, please upload that video. Again, it's got to be, please let it be FCC compliant, all right? You know, if you got to go in the editing room and bleep a few things, please do. But upload it. It's not too late. Go to facebook.com/WKAR News and upload it right below today's live stream. Why not, right? But I want to know how you celebrated, folks, because I'm sure there are stories galore, and this will be a moment. That's one of those moments in fandom that you're never going to forget. You'll know where you are, what emotions were flowing through your body, what thoughts were going through your mind. You will know 10, 20 years down the road what that moment was like in vivid detail. All right, heck, I'm a big Detroit Pistons fan, and I still remember what it was like watching the Pistons win the NBA championship in 2004, sitting there on the floor, very emotional, socks off, you know, this 14-year-old kid, like, oh my gosh, did this really just happen? So running around the house, it's great stuff. That's the kind of moment yesterday was, all right? Okay, let's get to our, while you guys are weighing in, let's get to our current sports quick hit headliners for this first of the month. It's April Fool's, folks. You know, you're not being fooled. Yeah, Michigan State is in the Final Four. It's April 1st, 2019. Here are your quick hit headliners. You know how we're starting. You hear the riff. Michigan State men's basketball on to the Final of Four. Michigan State defeats Duke 68-67 to advance to the Final Four for the first time since 2015. The Spartans will now take on the Texas Tech Red Raiders Saturday at 8:49 p.m. A title berth. A title appearance on the line. You can catch that game on CBS. Should be a fun one, all right? More, of course, on Michigan State going to the Final Four in just a moment. Results of other Elite Eight games. Texas Tech, how they ended up in the Final Four against Michigan State. Well, they got a win over Gonzaga, 75-69. Virginia beat Purdue in overtime. I still don't know how in the world Virginia ended up pulling that one against the pulling that one off against the Purdue Boilermakers, but that went to overtime, 80-75, despite an incredible 42-point outing from Carson Edwards. He was out of his mind. He was unconscious, folks. And Auburn over Kentucky. That one also went to OT, 77-71. All close games. This is what it's all about in March, right? No blowouts. That was fun. That was really fun. All right. Michigan State baseball was defeated by the Michigan baseball team for the second time this week. Saturday at Roy Fisher Stadium in Ann Arbor. MSU, the MSU and Michigan series was postponed due to weather as well over the weekend. MSU will face Western at Comerica Park, the home of the Detroit Tigers, tomorrow at 6:05 p.m. Michigan State then returns home to host Central Michigan on Wednesday, April 3rd at 4:05 p.m. at McLane Baseball Stadium at Cobbs Field in the makeup game of MSU's originally scheduled home opener on March 20th. Michigan State softball saw Indiana stage two significant rallies in the first and third innings and fell to the Hoosiers 15-2 in the finale of a three-game weekend series. The Spartans dropped their third straight in the series and fall to 11-21 and 1-5 in Big Ten play. The 2-2 Detroit Tigers will take on the 1-2 New York Yankees tonight at 6:35 p.m. in NYC. The Tigers found a way to split the four-game series in Toronto, winning both games in extra innings. Meanwhile, the New York Yankees fell to the Baltimore Orioles 7-5 on Sunday, their second straight loss in a three-game series with Baltimore. Okay, the Detroit Red Wings defeated the Boston Bruins last night 6-3, extending their win streak to 5. Why the Wings are winning right now, I have no idea. But former Michigan State standout Tyro Hirose scored his first NHL goal early in the period to put the Wings ahead for good. Hirose collected 5 assists in his first 6 NHL games after signing an entry-level contract. So Hirose really lighting it up with the Wings right now. Can't ask for a better start to your NHL career, right? Okay, the Detroit Pistons will play the Indiana Pacers at Bankers Life Fieldhouse tonight. The Pistons have been in decent shape as they've won 5 of their last 9 games. And they will be looking for a third straight victory after taking down the red-hot Portland Trailblazers 99-90 yesterday at home. Also a game in which the Pistons honored the Bad Boys. Pretty cool stuff. Detroit sits at 39-37 overall, 25-13 at home, which is good for sixth place in the NBA's Eastern Conference standings. I also know that Blake Griffin is dealing with an injury, and his status is questionable. Actually, I'm seeing, now this is coming from Pistons Powered. Can we confirm this from another source, Connor? But is Blake Griffin out for the remainder of the season? 5 hours ago, Pistons Powered is reporting this. Out for the remainder of the season with a knee tendonitis injury. Maybe they're talking about regular season? It's saying Blake Griffin will be out for the remainder of the season and the playoffs.
That looks like the only source that's reporting that. It's look from everyone else, it just looks like he's missing his second straight game.
Okay, yeah. I don't know where.
Maybe they're resting him for the rest of the season, but I don't see any other sources confirming that.
Okay, yeah. We have to double check on that. I don't know where that information is coming from when it comes to Pistons Power, which is an affiliate of FanSided. So, yeah. If anything comes across our desk throughout the hour, we'll update you on that. But Blake Griffin is hurt. We do know that. Okay, Lansing Ignite kicked off its inaugural match in style on Saturday, defeating the Richmond Kickers 3-2 at City Stadium in Richmond to claim all 3 points in its first USL League One match. Congratulations to Lansing Ignite, starting off year one on the right track. That's awesome stuff. I'm going to double back to this story. I see your note here, Connor. This story is so random, but pretty funny, pretty funny. For those that are fans of Saturday Night Live, I'm a big fan of SNL. MSU got a shout out on SNL on Saturday night. I'll tell you more about this story later on. That's a little tease for you. Okay. And again, we're encouraging you all to weigh in. I see many of you right now blowing this up, actually sharing some videos and pictures with me from your celebration of Michigan State booking a ticket to the Final Four yesterday. Again, I want to know how you guys celebrated. What was going through your head at that moment? You know, what was it like? Who were you watching the game with? We definitely want to hear from you guys today. 517, well, every day, right? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. You can, again, weigh in at facebook.com/WKAR News. Many of you are weighing in there. I'll get to your comments in a moment. And you can also join the conversation on Twitter. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. All right. Let's keep it pushing, folks. It hasn't happened since 2015.
Up ahead, Winston. No one near him. And he's going to come out with it. And Michigan State is headed to Minneapolis.
Two-seed Michigan State heading to the Final Four, knocking off arguably the most talented team in the NCAA tournament, Duke. Stopped in its tracks by players like Matt McQuaid.
McQuaid loves the shot on the wing. Fakes it, though. Drives in.
Kenny Goins.
Open look, Goins, he hits it!
Cassius Winston.
Winston's got these shots, though, hasn't finished them.
Got that one, though.
And what more can be said about the coaching job of Tom Izzo this year? The Hall of Famer's eighth Final Four at the Midnight Pet Rally held at the Breslin Center this morning. Students and fans gathering to welcome the team back from Washington, D.C., Izzo noted that the job is not over.
We're going to do everything like we can to bring you a national championship.
2 wins away from the oh-so-sought-after second national championship for Izzo. Michigan State, Texas Tech. Minneapolis, Minnesota, Saturday night. All right, can't lie, folks. You know, this is such a really cool time right now because Michigan State is in the Final Four, right? But I can't lie. My mood is a little thrown off due to the fact that just moments, and I'm talking just literally moments after Michigan State booked the ticket to the Final Four, you know, I'm on, you know, on my laptop doing work and posting a bunch of content for you guys. And, you know, I just happened to go on Twitter and I'm scrolling and all of a sudden I see the breaking news concerning famed rapper. Well, he's really becoming one of my favorite hip hop artists in the game. You know, and I was just really starting to get into him. I've been listening to him for the last like 7 months, becoming a big fan of his. And rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle. Nipsey Hussle was gunned down outside of his clothing store in Los Angeles, California, yesterday. That's the instrumental, one of his songs, one of my favorite songs, Status Symbol 2, that you're hearing in the background. I thought that would be fitting to play today. Thoughts and prayers to Nipsey's family, Lauren London, his girlfriend, and, you know, they have a child together as well. But that's news that just rocked the entertainment world. I think it's the biggest loss in hip-hop since Pac and Biggie. This is that big. So just wanted to acknowledge that. Okay. On a much lighter note, Michigan State men's basketball is in the Final Four. And what a game it was. I believe for me, this ranks as numero uno. Now, I know I'm going to have some backlash for saying that. You know, as far as where this ranks in Spartan, in Tom Izzo's. Throughout Tom Izzo's tenure as head coach of Michigan State, this was numero uno for me. Now, again, I know you're going to say, well, the Florida game, Al, that's what won Michigan State the national championship. And that whole, you know, the game with, you know, Mateen Cleaves getting injured and him putting on that heroic performance. Unreal, right? I was 10 years old when that game was going on. I remember this one so vividly because, again, I'm in the industry now and I'm covering this team and, you know, it's so fresh in my mind right now. All of the hype that this Duke team had this season due to the fact that they, you know, they garnered the number one recruiting class in the nation, Zion Williamson, who has become a household name, not just in the world of basketball, but in the world of sports. Zion Williamson's name is bigger than many NBA superstars right now. It's pretty crazy. You know, Duke and, you know, the hype train that was Duke this season, and Michigan State beating Goliath. That's what it felt like. It felt like a David and Goliath matchup, even though, not to take anything away from Michigan State, right? But coming into it, that's how it was looked at nationally. And Michigan State shocks everybody. Michigan State explodes brackets from here to Pluto, stuns the basketball world, and defeats Duke by 1 point. I didn't think it was going to happen. You guys know that. Heck, I mean, I've been so wrong, and I'm not too prideful to admit when I'm wrong. You know, I toot my horn when I'm right, but when I'm wrong, I'll also man up and say I was wrong. You know, dating back to when it was announced, when Josh Langford was out for the season. You guys remember the tweet that blew up? I tweeted that I don't see how Michigan State can win the Big Ten regular season championship, let alone get out of the first weekend. Dead wrong there. What we had, play that bite again, Connor?
No!
Yeah, I know. I know, Homer. I was totally wrong. And then, you know, as they progressed out of the first weekend, going into this past weekend, I said, oh, well, Duke's sitting there. Duke is really good. I think the train stops there. I was wrong again. Wrong there. Yep, Homer. I was wrong again. And I don't think that I've ever been happier to be wrong. Because with everything, as you heard in the introduction, with everything that this team has gone through, to now sit on the Mount Rushmore of the 2018-19 college basketball season, the Final Four, it's remarkable what this team has done. And I'll say this as well. I think this year has been the best coaching job in Tom Izzo's tenure. All of the cards stacked against this team. Josh out for the season, and then you bring up the injury to Nick Ward's hand in which he was out some time. Michigan State didn't sink. If anything, they swam and got better. They found a way not to just tread water, but they flourished, folks. Other players stepped up. Role players got better and didn't become role players. They became significant pieces to this team. That's called development, and development has a direct tie to coaching. Not to mention Kyle Arnes, right? Going down in that Big Ten tournament championship game out in Chicago. When he went down, I really thought to myself, oh, boy. And then the news came out, oh, you're in Duke's region as well, and you don't have Kyle Arnes, another body gone? Tom Izzo has defied the odds. Tom Izzo and his team, his coaching staff, that program has defied the odds this season and proven everybody wrong. It's amazing. Led by Cassius Winston. Cassius Winston, to use the cliche that has been used countless times when talking about Cassius Winston this season. He is the straw that stirs the drink. This team does not go if he doesn't go. And Sunday, you better believe he went. A double-double for him. He was finding players left and right. I believe he had 10 assists in that game. Also 20 or so points. He's been a leader all season. But, you know, to beat Duke, you need more than just Cassius Winston. You needed production from your role players. You needed production from guys like Xavier Tillman, from guys like Matt McQuaid, from players like Kenny Goins, who showed up. I was worried about Kenny because Kenny's jump shot has been struggling. Hasn't been lights out like we've seen multiple times throughout this season. But when it mattered most, Kenny Goins hit down arguably the biggest shot. Not arguably, it was the biggest shot of the game. When it looked like things were maybe getting out of reach and Duke was trying to strengthen, you know, or tighten, I should say, that stranglehold on the game. Perfect execution on all sides, right? Tom Izzo draws up the perfect play. It was the perfect play for that moment. Nobody was expecting Kenny Goins to pop out. Duke certainly wasn't expecting it. They were expecting somebody else to take that shot. But it was a nice pin down. It gave Kenny just enough space. And we had seen Zion early on in the game, right? Like, jump from what seemed to be like the free throw line and block Kenny Goins' three. Early in the game, that's what happened. I mean, he's a freak of nature. I mean, how about the rebound on Xavier Tillman's back as well? I mean, he is a freak. So that thought kind of crossed my mind as well. When Kenny got some space, Zion was right there looming. He gets it off. Nothing but the bottom of the net. The Spartan bench goes crazy. The fans go crazy. And you felt that momentum shift to Michigan State. A remarkable moment. Kenny Goins, who, by the way, this is his second Final Four appearance. He was on the 2015 team. Of course, he did not contribute as much as he has contributed this year to this team, huge. That bucket, huge. Kenny said afterwards that he's practiced that shot on his mini hoop as a child many, many times, so he was ready. Those are the moments you dream about. That play is going to be played over and over and over and over and over when it comes to Michigan State's famed basketball history. Pretty remarkable stuff. Kenny Goins finished with 10 points. Tillman was big. I loved, and when you talk about the defensive game plan that Michigan State had to slow down Zion Williamson and Duke, it was brilliant. It really was. It was great help defense, help side defense down low whenever Duke would try and go ISO with Zion Williamson or try and post him up. You would have an extra defender coming his way, or it worked brilliantly when Michigan State would front Zion Williamson. They would front him, bring an extra man on the weak side, and it led to some turnovers. Zion Williamson turned the basketball over more times than any other player that played yesterday. R.J. Barrett also had 7 turnovers, so let me take that back. Zion had 5. So Zion was 2 away from matching R.J. Barrett. But Barrett and Williamson coughed the ball up multiple times, 17 turnovers as a whole for Duke, and a lot of that, again, had to do with the defense that Michigan State enacted on that team. Help side defense, front Zion, bring extra bodies, clog the driving lanes if possible. I mean, there were some plays where Zion just used his strength and just kind of bullied guys because he's that big. He is that kind of freakish player. 10 of 19, 24 points, and yeah, he's gone. NBA is calling Zion's name. We all know that. He's moving on now. But, you know, for Michigan State to do this, it's unreal. You know, and Cassius Winston, 9 of 23, could have shot better. 20 points, 10 assists, though. 10 assists, not to mention Cassius Winston's defense. Cassius was big defensively as well. Remember the swipe that he had? I forget who the player was, but, you know, he gets a hand in there, pokes it, goes on the fast break, slow. This is how smart. All he said is about Cassius Winston. He is smarter than you. Cassius Winston is the smartest basketball player in college basketball. On that fast break, you know, he didn't force it. He slowed up, went in the middle of the paint, handed it off to Xavier Tillman, who exploded to the rim for an unstoppable layup. Cassius Winston is smarter than you. You see why he got those scholarship offers from Ivy League schools, right? The kid is just, he's so smart, the way he thinks the game. That's what a point guard is all about. He's not the quickest. He's not the fastest. Not real athletic. Heck, you know, Cassius being the Big Ten Player of the Year, he was in the running for National Player of the Year this season. You know, when you look at mock drafts right now, Cassius Winston is nowhere to be found. He's not a first round. If he was to go with the kind of year he's had, if he was to go and enter his name in the NBA draft this season, no one projects him to get drafted, period. But yet he goes out, game in and game out, and balls like this. It's amazing. And the atmosphere last night, shout out to Spartan Nation. Tom Izzo called it the biggest return crowd from a final after booking a Final Four. Again, this is Tom Izzo's 8th. They've done, you know, a similar kind of deal where, hey, come on out to the Breslin, welcome the team back after booking, a Final Four appearance. Tom Izzo called this the biggest crowd he's ever witnessed after booking a ticket to the Final Four. And I have to agree, it was amazing. We got there. I was there with Jack Kerwin, current sports production assistant. And by the way, Jack and I, we will be out in Minneapolis this weekend to cover the Final Four for you guys. But Jack and I, when we got word that they were doing the midnight welcome, we headed over to the Breslin. We got there around like 11:45. and we walk through the tunnel, and we, you know, we get on the court, and students already, they were, the way they had it set up, there were chairs set, you know, up on the floor, which is just concrete. The hardwood is put away. You know, no more games at the Breslin this season. So they had a bunch of chairs, row after row after row, one aisle split down the middle. And fans were already there watching. They had the replay of the Duke and Michigan State game of that day replaying on the Jumbotron, and they had a stage set up. It's remarkable. Shout out to Michigan State Athletics for pulling this together in such short amount of time. But they had a big stage together with two projectors on each side of the stage as well for you to check out the game and highlights and other things. And when we got there, all of the seats just about were taken up on the floor. And the lower bowl was filling up, and then you got that second tier that was starting to fill up, but not, you know, the fans were still trickling in. By the time the team walked out of those black curtains, the upper bowl, I'm talking about the tippy top, that had to be opened because there were so many fans that welcomed Michigan State back last night. There are many students, I'm sure, that probably didn't show up for your 8 a.m.s or 9 a.m.s or, heck, even your 1 p.m.s, right? You probably just slept in on your partied all night because there were so many of you last night at that reception. Izzo said, you know, okay, this is what it feels like to be the Beatles. You guys showed up and showed out. Connor Mathis behind the glass. Connor, you were among those who showed up yesterday to welcome the team back. What was that like for you, man?
Oh, it was great. I mean, I really liked the atmosphere overall. I mean, they had one door. They had one entrance open, and out of that entrance, there were maybe two metal detectors and two doors that you could actually get through, mm-hmm. and they were just funneling people in.
Right,
it was ridiculous how many people were out there waiting.
Where were you sitting at?
Dead center, so I could see the Jumbotron, everything, like dead center upper area. So
gotcha. Awesome.
But it was great.
It was awesome. It really was. Again, it was unlike anything that I've witnessed here at Michigan State. You know, I got chills. You know, I'm sitting there shooting it. And again, I'll have a 2-minute drill available for you later on this afternoon on Facebook.com/WKAR News. But I'm sitting there and I got chills. How loud it was. The fans. Izzo got choked up. You see Cassius up there. Each player has their Final Four hats on with the piece of the net that they cut down attached to the hat. Nick Ward is just cheesing the entire time, showing the pearly whites as he holds the Final Four trophy. It was quite remarkable. All right. So, Mike from Saginaw, I see you. What I'm going to do on the other side of the break, I'll read a few of your comments coming on Facebook.com/WKAR News right now. We'll take your calls. 517-355-WKAR is the number to call, 517-355-WKAR. That's 9527. If you want to be a part of today's show, share where you were when you watched that game. What was your celebration like? Want to hear from you guys. That and more. Will also play the Tom Izzo post-game sound after yesterday's Michigan State men's basketball win. That and more. Your Spartans are in the Final Four. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. Of course, we are talking all things Michigan State men's basketball in the Final Four. Getting a few comments at our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News. Tony says, couldn't wait until today. Let's go, bro. Tony excited, just like many Spartan fans out there. Mike says, it's Monday. The sun is out and life is good. And MSU is in the Final Four. I think Cassius running out the clock was the fastest he's run all year. And I think Grant Hill noted that, Connor. I think Grant, you know, when Cassius ran out the clock, which was, you could see. Did you see on the video?
Did you see Xavier Tillman, the eyes?
The wink, wink, check, check, right? You know, like, hey, you know, go this way. And he said that afterwards in the press conference too, like, hey, and you'll hear it in a second. But, you know, he looked at Cassius and said, hey, man, just run down the court. And that's what happened. Cassius ran down the court. Duke couldn't catch up with him. Next thing you know, you see double zeros on the clock. Game over. And that's probably, yeah, that's the fastest I've seen Cassius run.
You ran the best hitch and go route Michigan State's seen in over a year.
That's awesome. That was good, Connor. That was good. Touche, brother. No knock to Coach D'Antonio. Also, there were a few Michigan State football players in the house last night as well. Luke says, I celebrated by screaming and waking my wife up from her nap. Oh, that's not good, Luke. But I'm sure she understood. It's not every day you go to a Final Four. Luke goes on to say, but seriously, this has to be the best coaching performance for Izzo and his staff. I agree. I'm with you, Luke. But yeah, Luke woke up his wife, Connor. Woke up his wife. But again, it's Final Four. There you go. And Ben says, still not sure that reality has set in, but probably will later on today or tomorrow. Pretty surreal. We didn't see this coming. It's not like last year where you're like, okay, this team ranked pretty high, right? Number one. They should go all the way. They got a good chance. This year, didn't know what to expect. And now, Final Four. Line one, Mike from Saginaw. Mike, what's up, man?
What's up, man? Let me comment on both of the games this weekend. I want to thank the time is on the victory into the Final Four, and this is going to be a real interesting Final Four for me because these are the teams that wasn't ranked by the preseason prognosticators that we hear all the time. So it's no Blue Bloods. It's no Kentucky, no Kansas, no North Carolina, and no Duke. So it should be a real interesting Final Four. But here's what I want to talk to you about. Did you see Tremont Waters at LSU, how fast he did it? What if Cassius Winston would have that much speed and skill in him?
Oh, boy, if you added that to Cassius Winston. Oh, my goodness. Waters is one of the fastest basketball players, period, I've ever seen. The dude has jets.
So fast, man. It was just like he outstretched any defense. And then Zion Williamson on Sunday.
Right.
You imagine, man. Could you imagine if he would have went to a Big Ten school, how rough they would have. I'm not knocking the ACC, but could you imagine him getting muscled by Purdue and Minnesota and Ohio State and Michigan?
Well, Zion, it doesn't. I mean, Zion is such a freak of nature, Mike, and you saw it. He bullied some players last night. Kenny Goins had a hard time, you know, putting a stranglehold on him. You know, Xavier Tillman. Did you see the play when they went down low to Xavier Tillman? Just to show you how physically intimidating he is. Xavier Tillman picked up a three-second call, offensive three-second call in the paint because he tried to make a move. Then he saw Zion in his peripheral and said, never mind. physically intimidating he is.
I'm looking at that when he blocked Goins' shot, man. You know, he leaped that high up in the air to block his shot.
Yeah, I know.
Jimmy Goins' shirt. And then he rebounded over. Tillman?
Tillman on his back. Yep.
Yeah, man.
Oh, was that Ward? Man. Oh, Connor's saying it was Nick Ward on his back. Are you sure about that? Is that Nick Ward? Okay, Connor's saying he's positive. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, gosh, man. But here's what I want to say. You know, Duke has always played close games in this tournament. They always They always won. If they would have, Central Florida would have, Johnny Dawkins would have made that shot, we wouldn't even be talking about Duke. You know, that's how close they was. And then Virginia Tech just missed the put in almost at the end of the game. So Duke wasn't blowing nobody out. It's just that Duke had this aura around them, like Reddish and
because they're so talented.
Ryan,
I mean,
Ryan and Baird.
Yeah.
They just had these three freshmen, and they skilled. They really are. They some skilled players, man. But it's just like Michigan State just got a better team, man. It's just something, you know, it's just awesome, man. I just elated that Michigan State, man. But here's what I want to do. I've been paying attention to the draft boards all year, NBA Draft Net. I've been looking at them. And, you know, I'm looking at the NBA scouts. They grade you on how athletic you are. It's like the NFL when they have the 40-yard dash and how high you jump and all that stuff. Those draft boards, that's just draft you on athletic talent, not just acumen and skill and leadership and those things, those variables that make a good team. And I'll just – Man, you know, I'm just so happy about that, man. I'm just happy for Tom and the people because Michigan State was catching hell this time last year because of you-know-who. So
right, right.
I'm just happy about that, man. Go ahead and get some other callers, man. But I'm just happy right now, man.
I can tell, Mike. All right, thank you, man. You can hear the joy in Mike's voice there, just like I think Mike speaks for many Spartan fans out there. And also, you know, this is the thing, though. I will say this to piggyback off a few things that Mike just stated. I'm curious to know how Duke being out of the tournament will affect television ratings because, as we all know, many people tuned in. The casual fan who may not be a diehard college basketball fan, we hit on this on last week's Current Sports. That fan tuned in and watch college hoops whenever Duke was playing because of Duke, because of Zion Williamson and the kind of, you know, really transcendent player that I believe he's going to be and that he showed to be in his freshman campaign at Duke. Now that Duke is out and you got teams like, you know, the only one seed is Virginia, but you got teams like, you know, Auburn, Texas Tech, you know, those two teams not traditional blue bloods, right? But, you know, you do have Michigan State in there now. But I'm curious just how this will affect the ratings. Also, Duke, even though they are so talented, and Coach K hit on this in his press conference afterwards, Duke is young. They were young. Very, very young. Even though they are so talented, and again, I thought that eventually talent was going to weigh out because Duke is the more talented team between Michigan State and themselves. But at the end of the day, experience can also win you basketball games around this time of the year. Experience can win out, and that's exactly what happened. Experience trumped talent yesterday. And Duke had been playing with fire. You know, eventually, if you play with fire, you are going to get burned. Close win against UCF. Close win against Virginia Tech. Another close one against the Spartans, and you came up short. Let's hit our final break. When we come back, you'll get a chance to hear what a few of the players and as well as Tom Izzo had to say taking the podium after that Michigan State win over Duke. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. What I want to do here as we have exactly 9 minutes left here in the hour, I want to throw to the post-game sound, Michigan State hitting the podium, Tom Izzo, along with a few of the players. If I remember correctly, you're going to hear the voices of Cassius Winston, Kenny Goins. Oh, who's the third? Xavier Tillman. That's who it is. Xavier Tillman, Kenny Goins, and Cassius Winston, I think, are the three that were available, as well as, of course, Tom Izzo. Here is what, just a little bit of what they had to say after that win over Duke.
That we might not be physically as tough as some teams I've had, but I think mentally we might be tougher than any team I had. And that's a big, great credit to these guys next to me and the guys in that locker room.
All right, we'll take questions for the student athletes. Please raise your hand, and we'll start in the back with Zach.
Zach Brazil, New York Post. Cassius, could you just describe what the emotion was like for you as you're dribbling away from Barrett and Zion, and you kind of know you're going to end the game that way?
It was just shocking. I knew I was going to get fouled. I was preparing my mind to knock down some free throws and stuff, but I got the ball and got away. And then I was like, I'm about to dribble it out. This is really happening. So it was crazy. It was a crazy moment.
All right, we're going to go down here, guys, underneath on our right hand side.
You JimComperoniSpartanMag.com. Kenny, on that three-pointer you hit late, Duke had done a great job tightening the window on you all day. When that one came open, how did you come open that clearly? And tell me about that being drawn up. And as you saw it go through the rim, take me through that whole process.
Coach did a great job. We ran it a little earlier. It didn't work. And we went back to it. Coach was like, it's going to be open. This guy next to me has been making my job real easy all year, finding me when I'm open. And as soon as it left my hand, I knew it was good. I was kind of planning my celebration already, but knew I had to get back on defense. You
hit it right on. All right, go right in the middle.
Kenny or Xavier Mercivalt, Skyboat. What was the game plan to stop the entry passes to Zion on the block?
To try not to let him get it. I mean, you can say.
Was there reach?
That sounds complicated.
No.
Just what was the strategy for defending Zion down in the paint?
Just to not let him do his tendency. So okay. He's a heavy right shoulder guy. So just to limit him from going right shoulder as much as we could. To make his catches tough, not to give up any lobs either.
Matt, Clint Yates, ESPN. Matt, your first take, you looked like you could have banged it. Second one, you definitely did. Mm. Third one, got the crazy circus shot. Just tell me a little bit about what those three plays were like for you.
As the basketball gods, I guess. I don't know what got into me. The first time I went up, it was just kind of soft. And then the second time, I was like, I go up strong, you know. So I just decided to cock it back and dunk it and executed it. And then the second one, I just drove baseline, and then I just adjusted my body to avoid getting my shot blocked and kind of just threw it up. And basketball guys did me good.
I'm going to stay right down here. Spartan Nation.
Hondo Carpenter with Spartan Nation. Cassius, before the game, talking with Coach K, he said that you were not only the best guard in the Big Ten, but the best guard in America. I'm curious, and then tonight after the game he talked about with this team, the way they're playing with you leading them, certainly with a great chance in Minneapolis. For you, it's been a road that you've been given nothing. You've earned everything. What does it mean to not only get the praise from your fans and from Coach Izzo, but from a fellow Hall of Famer and Coach Mike Krzyzewski?
It's just an honor, you know. Like you said, nothing was earned, you know. I mean, nothing was given. Everything was earned, you know, just working hard. Constantly getting better and better. This guy right here trusting me. These guys right here trust me, you know, to do what I do for this team. So, you know, I think I took 20-some shots today. They didn't say a word. You know, they encouraged me to just keep going, keep doing what I do best for this team. And it's an amazing environment for me.
Are we going to go in the back on our left-hand side?
Chip Patterson, CBS Sports. This is for Cassius or any of the players. I was wondering what Magic's message was, or at least what your takeaways were from Magic's message prior to the game.
He was big, you know, just talked about the things we had to do, get down in transition, boxing out early, you know, all type of things that help us win these games. You know, he talked about their run and some similarities they had, you know, in the same situation. We were a faster team. We maybe were a smarter team tonight. We executed our game plan in the best way. And like I said, they were a good team, too. It was a battle the whole night. And at the end, we made some winning plays. And that's what it's all about at this point in the year.
Right here in the middle.
Will Shanahan, the Georgetown voice. Kenny, you struggled from distance in D.C. this weekend. So coming out of that timeout, you know the ball is going to be in your hands. And the way it played out, Zion, who can jump out of the gym, was bearing down on you. Where are you at mentally before that shot? And can you just describe, the elation?
All weekend, all last weekend, just all season, really. My teammates, my coaches have been doing a great job of keeping me confident. Telling me to keep shooting, next one's going down, stuff like that. And, when Cassius got the ball, you always got to be ready to shoot. So I was just sitting there ready, and I was kind of measuring up how high Zion could jump since he got the last one.
We're going to stay in the middle of the room.
Kenny and Matt, as seniors, you guys have been through a lot of these battles. How do you draw on your experience against a team that's young, very talented, obviously, but young in a crucial situation like that?
Kenny, can you start?
I think it goes as a testament to our entire team, our maturity and our experience, because we've been through battles like this before, and we've lost a couple like this too. So just learning through experiences like that, and even past years, to take it into this game and make the winning plays, like Cash said at the end. Yeah, they're a great team, great players, and they're well coached. You know, that was a tough team to play. And, you know, like Kenny said, we do have a lot of experience. And we've been through a lot of adversity also, and I feel like that's helped us just on the court and off. But we're just a close group and, like, well-connected, just knowing that we're going to have each other's backs out there, it helps.
I'm Bailey, Rivals.com. Coach, you're known as a tough competitor, a tough coach. You stay on your guys. But you also clap them up a lot, too. Talk about mixing, you know, criticism with support, and can one of the players follow that up, too?
Well, you know, it's, I mean, that's what we do, you know. And they say we're a family, and, you know, your family, you've got to push people and you've got to compliment people. And it's kind of sad that, you know, certain things happen and nobody sees 95% of what goes on. And in that 95% of what goes on, there's a lot more pulling and hugging than pushing. And I really believe that, and I have for years. And these guys have been awesome. You know, they I guess they take what I give them, but I take what they give me, too. You know, once in a while I said, you guys have meetings and say those damn coaches. Well, we have meetings every day and say those damn players. So it's a mutual love affair here. And but I'm just so proud of them, and I'm so proud that they persevered, you know. I heard Rudy Tomjanovich. I went down. One of my former assistants was at Houston when they won two, and he talked about having a heart of a lion. And a heart of a lion is what they have. I'm telling you, the mental toughness. Even when we were down 30-21, there was no panic in the huddle. You know, we just said we didn't do some things right. We quit rebounding. We quit getting the ball inside, and we turned it around. And Cash has a lot to do with that, you know. He stirs the drink in a lot of different ways. But tonight he even had a couple steals. If he starts playing defense, I'm going to get scared, you know. But he really did do a great job.
Yeah, Cash's was big. Again, a bit of what Tom Izzo, Cash's, Winston, Kenny Goins, and Xavier Tillman had to say after the win over Duke. That's it for this Monday Final Four edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Again, I'll have more visuals from what we shot last night at the pep rally at the Breslin Center, welcoming the Michigan State men's basketball team back to East Lansing. Don't miss any Current Sports show throughout this week. We'll talk a ton of Spartan hoops, folks. Until tomorrow, be easy, people.